On the show today, we have Agent IQ's very own Soren Bested and Pinal County Federal Credit Union's very own Tiffany Tipton, kind of giving us a revisit of where they are now using Agent IQ's technology, because we last visited with Pinal County in January of 2021 when they were piloting the program, and now a year and a half later, they are doing some amazing stuff with some amazing results. So I hope you guys check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, do we have a program for you? It's kind of a part two-ish conversation from we had, I think, last year or so with the folks from Pinal County Federal Credit Union and how they're working with the folks at Agent IQ. But before we dive into the interview, let's do some introductions, shall we? So right below us is Pinal County's Federal Credit Union's very own Vice President of Marketing and Technology, Tiffany Tipton. Tiffany, how are you?
Good.
Glad to have you here, Tiffany. And then right next to me is Agent IQ's very own, Soren Bested. Soren, how are you, sir? Good to have you back.
I am great to be back, Mike. Thanks so much for having us. I am great. I hope you are too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm sitting on pins and needles waiting for this conversation because it's kind of like, hey, where are we now in this journey with Pinal County and Agent IQ? So Soren, before we get into that story though, just give us a quick refresher on Agent IQ. Who are you guys and how you guys help out credit unions?
Absolutely. So Agent IQ ultimately, like many organizations, we talk about digital engagement. Now we realize that for organizations like Tiffany's, like Pinal County, what makes Pinal County so unique, what makes them our credit unique is the way they engage with customers. They really do care about their members. They build relationship with their members. And historically, that happened in branches. Agent IQ has set out on a mission to say, how do we enable and create these personal relationships outside the branches, allow members and associates to interact, like they interact with their friends.
Yep.
And that means we need to allow them to interact any way they want. It can be 11 o'clock at night. It can be a video. It can be an SMS. We started this journey a little more than 2 years ago with Pinal County, and I'm extremely excited for Tiffany to give us an update on where we made it to so far.
All right, Tiffany. Well, Soren has set the table for you, so to speak. So can you let's do a quick recap of our conversation. I have a date here. January 5th, 2021 was when we last talked to you guys. This told the story of how Agent IQ and Pinal County initially worked together to leverage the AI and human language understanding technology to serve members like never before. So give us a quick recap here and then we'll get everyone up to speed.
Absolutely. So when we last spoke with you in January 2021, we had just concluded our 6-month pilot program and partnership with Agent IQ. We have a credit union located in one county of Arizona, but that county is very large and very rural, and our 7 branch locations continue to serve members in person and via a call center, but we were looking for ways to provide that additional support and more convenient options for our members.
Okay.
Our members for the first 6 months of the program utilized the service and we saw excellent results. Therefore, we continued our partnership with Agent IQ. The services have since expanded, the usage has expanded, and it really does serve as a very convenient way to put the members in the seat of their own personal experience.
Yeah.
You know, for the longest time, our credit union has been known for our personalized service,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't want the members to only experience that in person. They now get to do it, with our virtual options.
Ah, very cool. And multiple channels, all that good stuff. So when we last talked to you guys were basically in the pilot phase. So what has happened since? You kind of gave us a taste of what has happened since then. How has it helped your credit union better serve your members during that time and leading up to today? Because it sounds like you guys have expanded things. And so give us a current state of affairs, if you will.
Absolutely. Without knowing how the impact of the pandemic was going to alter our membership and the general public, we have since learned that, you know, for the most part, it's safe to say consumer behaviors have changed. They want more options and they want to be in control of their experience. And so as we've gone through and experienced the pandemic and try to understand the needs of our members in the digital avenue, mm-hmm. We have continued to enhance the platform and our mobile app, the PCSU Connect app, to better serve and deepen those relationships that we've always had with our members,
right.
but now to a greater extent.
Yeah.
The tool has expanded into offering self-service options. So as Soren mentioned earlier, you know, we don't want our members to only think that they can reach out to us during business hours. We want to allow them to find the answers to some of those commonly asked questions. And they may do so by utilizing the app with the self-service questions built right into there.
Love this stuff. I love these kind of empowerment stories. And that's what we're all kind of, that's what, you know, the consumers are kind of into now. So, you know, whether it's at the grocery store or Home Depot or something like that, we all kind of want to do the self-serve thing. And so it sounds like this is what you guys are providing your members with Agent IQ. I want to get your perspective on that, Soren, as well, from Agent IQ's perspective. Can you share your thoughts on kind of how have expanded their services in this area?
I think Pinal County and Tiffany's team have done a phenomenal job, right? They came in, they looked at, and I think one of the terms that was used before we started the pilot was, you know, back then the number was similar. Chase Bank is spending $12 billion a year on technology. How about we stop trying to beat them on technology, and how about we leapfrog them? But Pinal County and us do really well is that, as Tiffany said, is personal relationship. The members get to know their associates. Their associates really care about the members. And we saw that during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Reaching out and saying, just, how are you? Are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? And I think capitalizing on that is a very, very smart thing to do. So I think the term that was used back when we started with Pinal was just try to leapfrog the rest of them. And you know, Tiffany's team have done that extremely well. We piloted it. The results were outstanding. But what I think what Tiffany's team have done so well is take advantage of what other capabilities we have. So Tiffany mentioned service scope expansion. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Tiffany will talk about some of the newer capabilities. But what I also love is how the teams that this is not only about being reactive. Reactive is important, but it implies that something our members didn't know, didn't have, that didn't go as they wanted to. But giving the associates the ability to reach out in life and just say, hey, Mike, is there anything I can help you with? Just wanted to touch base. And I think, Tiffany, I think you have an interesting case study in that one recently that I just love. And I'm not going to take any thunder away here. So why don't listen to Tiffany instead of me?
Tiffany, tell us. Please share.
This year has been a very exciting year for us and our partnership with Agent IQ. With their help, the Banking Tech Awards were held in May 2022. And our success from the launch of our PCSU Connect mobile app actually won us Best Community or Credit Union Award. So we were really excited, and Soren accepted that on our behalf. So it was very good news. Additionally, we have worked and expanded the services we offer on our app. Our members and our dedicated team members can see each other using webcams. We can offer a co-browsing service to basically hold our members' hands through some technical components.
Awesome.
And some share screening capabilities that Awesome. We didn't have prior. Mm-hmm. The app now gives the ability to translate the communications that we're having to other languages. And in our rural community, we do have that need. And so we were really happy to offer that to our members, mm-hmm. To those who need it. And just a few months ago, we successfully transferred our text messaging service and integrated it into our PCSU Connect mobile app. So now members can text, they can chat with us mm-hmm. online, mm-hmm. or download the app and communicate that way. So Soren spoke about some recent other successes. Besides getting our members to initiate the conversation with us, we really did want to be proactive in the way in which we utilize the tool. And just one example of that recently happened a couple of months ago. One of my branch managers utilized the service to help fund and pre-approve and then fund a loan for a member. The member had such a positive experience that they then told other members, and 4 members later, we funded over $150,000 just from that one interaction.
Oh my God.
And positive word of mouth. So the service is proving to be very beneficial to our members and ultimately to the credit union.
Wow. Okay. Nothing speaks louder than those types of numbers. So
like I'm just gonna, I'll have to say one thing. So Tiffany is going to be, he's being too humble. She talks about the award they won here in May, and they us. Delighted to I didn't do the work, but I got to receive the award, the best of two worlds. I would say the other shortlisted candidates were banks and credit unions in the size of 8 to 10 billion. And having Pinal County come out and actually beat organizations with those kind of resources, that kind of manpower, yeah, that just speaks volume to what can be achieved when you do it the right way. So
exactly.
I just want to again congratulate the team on that. It was phenomenal. Yeah.
And the versatility of it as well. I mean, gosh, I mean, that's huge for, especially your credit union where you guys are just, you know, that's your bread and butter is member service and really customizing that and personalizing it. Another big buzzword in today is like personalization. So yeah, you guys are lockstep with that line for sure. So where are you guys going now? What's next step? Cause it sounds like you guys are still kind of in the infancy of this relationship. There seems like there's a ton more upside here. Tiffany, I mean, I can see you're shaking your head like, okay, what else can we do with this? You know, so what are your thoughts here?
Well, it has been very helpful to have a partner who is open and receptive to some of our ideas, and they've, you know, introduced concepts we hadn't thought of to again deepen that member relationship. So, you know, our in-person experience, our members knew, you know, Bobby or Susie or Nancy, and that relationship didn't have to stop. They didn't have to tell their story again to another agent who is now answering, you know, their conversation virtually. It's the same folks that they deal with in the branch who are continuing those conversations.
Yeah.
Our plan is to continue adoption of the mobile app, getting as many members as we can to download and utilize the service.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have about 15% of our membership on the mobile app in about a year and a half. So for us, that is a large and significant chunk of members.
Good.
Continue our marketing avenues to increase that. We have this year decided to take the driver's seat and initiate conversations around potential member needs. We have the ability to capture and make notes within the system if a member mentioned a specific life event, or we think about an upcoming promotion that they might benefit from. We don't have to wait for the member to ask about it. We now can utilize that service and initiate the conversation.
Very cool.
And we have been doing that very successfully. And again, that's what prompted the additional loan referrals I talked about earlier. And just like any other business, because members may be shying away from in-person interactions, our call volume has been higher than it ever has before. And we're hoping that this tool continues to offer alternatives to our members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Sounds like it. And this sounds like, you know, a very symbiotic relationship, if I'm going back to my marine biology classes back in college. So, and this is what works really, really well, right, Soren? A kind of a relation like this where you guys are, it's a transfer of ideas. Hey, try this. Why don't you try this? You know, and then all of a sudden you get a success story just like this. Is that kind of what you guys are aiming for as well, Soren?
Absolutely. So we are blessed with some very, very strong technology people, but many of us have never been in Tiffany's shoes. We never had to operate a credit union day-to-day basis. And one of the things that we're very thankful for is that Tiffany allows us the opportunity to meet. We meet, I believe, every 2 weeks now. We have done that for 2 years because we find that anytime you get together, even though you may not feel you have an agenda point, as you start talking, there's actually, just like Tiffany said, the members and associates, I may not have something to ask about, but now that Tiffany, she actually, let's talk about this. And for us, hearing from Tiffany, hearing from Tiffany's associates and colleagues, what would be nice, what would be useful, has really allowed us to create a roadmap that we hopefully feel has allowed a more proactive engagement. But really, listening to Tiffany and her team is what helps us make the product better. Because if Tiffany feels something is useful, I'm absolutely certain it's not only useful to Tiffany.
Yeah.
So I think that part of being allowed to be part of the tapestry, be allowed to, in some ways, virtually sit in Tiffany's headquarters, it really, really helps us.
Yeah. And the stories too, you know, that they really bring I guess they bring the technology to life, you know, and kind of, and putting it in a real life situation. So yeah, that's what really does it for me, for sure. So Tiffany,
Okay. So one of the things I remember, and it has been widely adopted across our partner base right now, but a little more than a year ago, Tiffany came to us and said, I was reviewing conversations, and there's a guy who reached out to us at 11 o'clock at night and said, I'm in the hospital. I can't call you during office hours. And there's nobody available right now. It seems like, what do we do about that? Can we do like a follow-up feature? We were like, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you go to Pinal County's web chat outside office hours now, you'll be kindly notified that we're not here right now. But instead of saying, try again later, we'd like us to follow up with you. Can we give you a call? Can we send you an email? How would you like us to follow up with you?
Wow.
And imagine having that experience that, yeah, we may not be here right now, but we will follow up with you and let us know. And
sign me up.
That was phenomenal, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Implementing the technique was easy, but having the idea and having Tiffany say, this is the problem we want to solve, that's how certainly Pinal helps us make our platform better.
Mm-hmm. And think about how many, from the consumer perspective, how many experiences they have calling into a call center or something like that after hours. Yeah, we'll get back to you, or you know, we're not here right now. But this really stands out from all of that. It's like, are you kidding? My credit union's doing what? They're going to give me a follow-up call in any type of channel that I want. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge right there. And Tiffany, last question for you. Any advice for credit unions who are looking to do it something similar just based on your experiences so far?
Yeah, you know, as Soren mentioned, oftentimes you think of this kind of technology as very costly and expensive and risky, and only, you know, the bigger financial institutions can do it. Yeah. And I like the fact that we did take a risk. We are a very small institution on the scale. We're, you know, $250 million in assets, but our member needs are no different than everyone else's. And so we did take a risk and we launched the program. We're excited with the results. And I would just, you know, advise other credit unions to examine the needs of their members now, but what will it look like in the future, and to entertain all of the digital options that they can absolutely provide their members.
Right on. This is why I do my job, so I can deliver stories like this. I love success stories, you know, where two organizations are coming together and working really hard to benefit the end user, and that's the member in this case. And then word of mouth spreads and go, hey, gotta check out what I'm doing over here at Pinal County. So yeah, really good stuff here. Anything else to add, guys? Soren, anything else to add to wrap up here?
I'd just say, you know, what Tiffany said, I absolutely echo that. And the other thing I think that Pinal did well was the crawl, walk, run approach, right? We started with a fairly, I wouldn't say a simple service because it was advanced. But if you think about what Tiffany has continued to do, and Tiffany mentioned this year, video, co-browsing, SMS, real-time translation, just taking a platform saying, you know, we're going to start at once, but we're not going to try to boil the ocean, but we will boil it slowly. We will every week, every month, we're just going to do a little bit more. And I think that is a great approach, rather than saying let's spend 18 months before we can go live and then we all pass out in the corner instead of going and just keep iterating. So I think that has been really, really smart. I think that is incredible to see. And a credit union, as you said, Tiffany, on the smaller side, in a rural Arizona area, being truly agile, because that is what you're being. And I think that's great to see.
That's the way to do it. You guys are doing it right, Tiffany. I'll let you have the final word, Tiffany. Any final thoughts?
You know, I just think that we are unsure of what consumer behavior looks like in the future. We can be pretty confident that it's going to be in the digital lane. Now and in the future. And we're just excited to see the success of our own program, but all of the additional opportunities that we probably don't even know we have coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, really good stuff. All right, guys. Well, it sounds like you guys are set up really nicely for the future to handle anything, whatever's in the murky crystal ball that we can't really see yet or around the corner. But you guys are set up really nicely. So we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for such a great story. The stories and the results and all that type of stuff really shows that what technology can do for credit unions out there and their members as well. So good stuff, guys. Keep up the good work. All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You are.